That, I'd like to call to order the commission meeting of March 27, 2013, Metropolitan Transportation Commission. First of all, may I please confirm with the secretary that we have a quorum?
We have a quorum, Madam Chair.
Great, thank you. I have a brief report. First of all, just a reminder to my MTC colleagues, our commissioners' annual economic interest reporting statements to the Fair Political Practices Commission are due on April 1, 2013. And if you haven't already completed your reporting forms, please do so immediately and give them to Rosie Leva, MTC's Commission Secretary. And even if you've already filed a statement with your locally elected position, you must file one with MTC because the report must include reportable interests within all 9 Bay Area counties. Your report for your city or county position normally requires you to only report specific economic interests covered by each jurisdiction's individual conflict of interest code. So, and you can also, as you know, file an expanded statement. I also wanted to report that from March 9th to March 14th, Commissioners Dodd, Cortese, Haggerty, Kinsey, McKenzie, and I traveled to Washington, D.C., at which time the APTA Legislative Conference was being held. And we met with officials from Washington Metro, FTA, the Federal Transit Administration, Federal Department of Transportation, and with House and Senate members and staff. The third item are committee assignments. Please review the new committee appointments on the pink sheet in front of you. And I ask approval for these appointments as outlined, effective April 1, 2013.
Move approval.
Moved by Commissioner Kinsey, second by Commissioner Tissier. Any further discussion? Public comment? Okay, that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries unanimously. All right, next item, we have a report from our Policy Advisory Council. Thank you. Welcome, Randy.
Thank you. Good morning. Move this a little bit. The Policy Advisory Council has three issues that we wanted to bring before you this month. The first two issues surround the Express Lane Network, and I wanted to give some of the newer commissioners some background on how this how we came to our decision this month. When the HOT and HOV and the toll lanes were presented to the previous incarnations of your advisory councils, they were specifically reviewed by the equity analysis group because, number one, it's mandated, but number two, we had concerns about the ability for low-income or minority communities to actually participate in this and what the impact on them was. And our concerns were that the unbanked, the low-income people were not going to benefit from the express lanes. So we were told that the solution was to be pushing some of the toll money that was gathered from these toll lanes into connecting transit, that we were looking at this as a big spider web of interconnecting things. And this would also increase ridership on transit. When we were presented with this the second round, we were told that the toll lane money wasn't that high, that we weren't going to be able to do this, but that the mitigation for our low-income communities was going to be the fact that the other lanes opened up so that we would be moving traffic a little bit quicker and we wouldn't be delaying our low-income riders who couldn't access the toll lanes, and that we would create solutions for easier access to the transponders. By the time we got to our third iteration of this 2 weeks ago, the ability to access transponders has been greatly enhanced for people who are unbanked or who are of low income, but the connecting mitigations to transit have now fallen off the map. So there's no proposal or plan to, say, increase the parking lots so that people will actually use transit because they have to get there somehow. The other issue that was brought up was for the East Bay, the toll lanes are not as big a benefit for people because you can't bring a bus through the Caldecott Tunnel, so that precludes people who are riding transit from actually benefiting from these toll lanes. In addition, our paratransit and disabled community has to continually make these transfers. So with all of that background in mind, we felt that without putting the connecting to transit and creating that spider web of linked systems together, that if it was not in the conversation, then we never have a solution. We never create the solution to the existing problems. So with that in mind, we had two unanimous motions, and the first one was to ask MTC to analyze innovative approaches, including conversion of existing mixed flow lanes, and improve person throughput via public transit. The second motion that we asked for and are bringing to you and putting on the table is the ability to actually collect the tolls, because if you're on a bridge, there's a camera that will take the picture of your car and get the toll from you if you don't have a transponder. If you're on a freeway, it's like putting a plate of cookies in a kindergarten. Some of those cookies are going to get eaten, and you're not going to get compliance. So those are the two asks that we have on that. The third issue that we brought up last month was concerning the PDAs and asking youth and ABAG to really take into consideration when weighing the PDA, the OBAG money that goes into the PDAs, that we recognize that it's not a one-size-fits-all, that you could look at return on investment on a project and compare it against another project that isn't really a comparable project. So we want these really individually weighed as to the benefit within the PDA itself. And that's our report for this month.
Thank you very much for your comments. I know that there's been a lot of discussion and thought about the Express Lane program as it evolves. And I just wanted to ask if Andy Vermeer might just offer a couple of comments relative to the questions you raised. First of all, about express busing, and then express buses and the access that these will provide, and second of all, the compliance and enforcement issues.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Andrew Vermeer, Deputy Executive Director of Operations. I think I'd just open by saying I'm not sure we would object to either one of these actions. I think we're doing, we have analyzed a couple of the takeaway concepts of converging existing mixed flow lanes with Caltrans. It's very difficult to do. The two corridors that come to mind are the 101 in San Mateo and the 880 in front of our building. And in both cases, there's no analysis that shows it works well, but we're continuing to have the dialogue with the department and do the operational analysis to do that. Relative to enforcement collection, the two lanes that are currently operated are not operated by MTC, and they do not have a violation enforcement system. I think it's important to recognize, too, that existing HOV lanes today do not have anything other than CHP observation. For enforcement. We do plan on presenting to BAFA an option of enforcement that would have license plate detection to some degree. It's not as foolproof as our bridges, where we go through the plazas and have the opportunity to take license plates directly. You still have to declare occupancy in the current HOV environment with technology today, so it's not as good as the bridges, but it certainly will be better than the current HOT lanes and a lot better than the current system that is in HOV lanes.
Okay. Could you please just comment, too, on the transit connection?
Sure. I'm not sure of the history that was described, but I do think it's important to recognize that we have said all along that our first and primary goal is to complete the HOV network, which provides the footprint for express bus and carpools. Once that work is completed and you have the footprint to allow for access, we're more than open to look for new solutions to increase the opportunities. But again, the first and primary goal is to complete the HOV network for the buses and the HOV travelers.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Randy. Thank you very much for your report and your work as chair. Our next item is the report of the executive director, Mr. Heminger.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I think you've heard quite a bit from me this morning, so I'll make this part brief. I would like to mention just a couple of items in the report, especially the first one, which is a bit of a sleeper. The legislature, you may remember, a couple years ago did something called the gas tax swap, where they essentially repealed the state sales tax on gasoline and increased the excise tax, the per gallon tax on gasoline, by an equivalent amount. And the basic reason for it, even though it sounds sort of counterintuitive, because they actually gave away the revenue source that had more potential for growth, right, with the price. But the reason they did it is because the sales tax on gas was not constitutionally protected, whereas the excise tax is. So it was a form of preventing themselves from stealing the money again, which we supported. In order to try to maintain the benefit of the sales tax, which indexes itself by growing over time, they specified that the State Board of Equalization every year would have to do a calculation of the amount that the sales tax on gas would have generated if it were still in existence, and then index the excise tax, the per gallon tax, by that amount. And for the first couple of years, that ended up being a fairly small amount, less than a penny, but they did it. This year, the amount is quite large. It's 3.5 cents. And the Board of Equalization did it, but they did it on a party line vote. 3-2, even though it's a compulsory action on their part. It's not a discretionary decision for them to make. But the fact that it was so large, I think, led the folks who dissented to dissent. So I first of all just wanted to make you aware that this mechanism does exist, because I think the vast majority of Californians are probably completely unaware that it does. And secondly, as a result of this increase in the rate, California now will replace New York as the state with the highest gas tax rate in the nation. And we used to be a real laggard when it came to the question of raising the fuel tax. So what the legislature really wasn't able to do directly since George Duke Mason was governor, now there's the Board of Equalization doing it indirectly, and I think quite quietly. And maybe I should shut up about it and and not broadcast the fact. But it is noteworthy that we may have stumbled into a solution that will finally provide some protection for the purchasing power of the state fuel tax. I will maybe go to the back of the page and mention just the map of the month, which is up on the right. I try to give you something every month that's a bit of a brain teaser or something that I think is interesting for you. And this one is a map of the United States that shows how much each state spends on maintenance and then whether that results in increased performance. And this is one of those cases where California actually doesn't shine too well, because we end up spending quite a bit more than the national average, but our performance coming out the other end in terms of improvements in performance categories is not nearly as strong. So something to work on. And in terms of events, one event I neglected to include in the written report, but just want to make sure to remind you about, and that is today is the first day of all electronic tolling on the Golden Gate Bridge. And I called the general manager over there before the meeting, and he reports that everything's going just fine. He also indicated that he thinks the first real test will be this weekend when they have a lot more tourists out on the span. During the workday, you know, it's pretty much the regular customers, and most of them are fast-track folks to begin with. But as you know, we are monitoring that situation closely. I think Brian Mayhew is dreading it. That would be the proper word. Because going to all electronic tolling does mean chasing people all over the United States for their tolls, because if you don't have fast track and you don't pre-register, they take a picture of your license plate and have to hunt you down. But it is, in the industry at least, a bit of a wave of the future, and I think both Brian and I are happy to let the Golden Gate Bridge go first and be the guinea pig, and we'll be providing reports to you as time goes by. And finally, as I think we've separately notified you, Plan Bay Area is back, and we have a draft plan that I think has been distributed to all of you. If you'd like a copy, Ann has some extra ones here. And I've included in my report all of the various public hearing dates that we have around the Bay Area in every county, and that will be rolling out through the month of April and May. Heading toward what we hope will be a July adoption of the plan and the EIR by both the MTC and ABAG boards meeting together in a very large room somewhere. So we look forward to your participation again over the next few months. I know we'll all have just a barrel of fun.
Thank you,
that
sir.
That concludes my report.
Thank you, sir. Are there any questions? Okay. Thank you. Any commissioner comments? Yes.
Madam Chair, I just wanted to acknowledge that and ask that we adjourn this evening, our meeting today, in honor of Senator Nicholas Petras, who passed away. He was a great leader and a great senator. Served for 36 years in public life, and did amazing work. And his legacy lives on. But it was certainly a wonderful person, and we're sad to see his passing.
Thank you very much, and absolutely.
And I support that. We're flying the city flag at half-mast today. Nick Petras was somebody who grew up as an immigrant kid in West Oakland and went for all our public schools and helped us save the Bay and had so many other health initiatives and affordable housing initiatives and probably saved the University of California from Governor Reagan. And is just was an amazing person.
Thank you. Commissioner McKenzie.
Yes, Madam Chair, as someone who went back with you to Washington, D.C., one of the items that we were discussing with the various people with whom we were meeting was this question of how to raise money to fulfill our mission by tax on fossil fuels. And there's certainly a lot of interest, some of which was expressed at the reception which you and others hosted on Capitol Hill. And I think the executive director's report notes this, but we were very successful as the California group in getting the attention of the outgoing, or maybe he's not the outgoing, Secretary of Transportation and also congressional leaders. And particularly interesting, I think, Madam Chair, was the dialogue with Representatives DeFazio and Blumenauer at the podium, just in terms of their interests in working with us in California. So thank you for that, and thank you to staff and our lobbyist, Mr. Bulger, for a huge, what? Bulger. I like Bulger. Anyway, we had a grand time, and I think it was as productive as any trip to Washington can be in this day and age. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's important that we in California reach out to our West Coast partners as we compete for all those federal funds. So thank you very much. Our next item is our consent calendar. Would anyone like any items removed? It's moved by Commissioner Spearing and seconded by Commissioner Dodd. Any further discussion? All in favor? Aye. Opposed? That motion carries unanimously. Next, moving on to the Administration Committee, I'd like to turn to Vice Chair Scott Wiener.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The Administration Committee met on March 6, 2013, and referred to the Commission for its approval Resolution 3769 revised, which amends the Bay Area Infrastructure Financing Authority Governing Board membership. I move approval of Resolution 3769 revised.
Second moved and seconded by Commissioner Spearing. I don't see any public comment. Is there any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries unanimously.
And additionally, Madam Chair, the Administration Committee referred to the Commission for its approval MTC Resolution Number 4087 revised, which would delegate to BAFA responsibility to develop, operate, procure, install, maintain, and finance the Regional Express Lane Network, and I move approval of Resolution 4087 revised.
Moved by, made by the Vice Chair, seconded by Commissioner Dodd. Any further discussion? I have no public cards. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries unanimously. Our next item, moving on to the Program and Allocations Committee report, Commissioner Glover.
The Program and Allocations Committee met on March 6, and one item is before you for action. And that's MTC Resolution, excuse me, my site here, 4085 approves the updated Coordinated Public Transit Human Service Transportation Plan, which intends to meet federal planning requirements and to provide the regional range of strategies intended to advance local efforts to improve transportation for persons with disabilities, older adults, and persons with with low income. The handout summarizes comments received since the committee meeting and in response and revision to the coordinated plan address comments from the January 27th Mobility Management Summit. More plans have been revised since the committee meeting and incorporated comments received after the March 6th committee meeting. I move approval of MTC Resolution 4085.
Is there a second? Seconded by no. Commissioner Campos. I have no speaker cards. Any further discussion of the commission? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item is moving on to the Legislation Committee and call on Chair Hegarty.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The Legislation Committee met on March 8th and referred the following items to the Commission. AB 14 Lowenthal. This bill would require the State Business Transportation Housing Agency to prepare a state freight plan consistent with federal requirements established in MAP 21 and submit it to the legislature by my birthday, December 31st of 2014, with updates every 5 years. So updates will be on my birthday every 5 years going forward. So I move support of AB 14.
You said second moved and seconded by Commissioner Cortese. I don't see any speaker cards. Any further commission discussion?
Thank you.
All in favor?
Oh.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. AB 266 Blumenfield. This bill would extend the sunset date for the state's clean air vehicle sticker program from 2015 to 2025. The program grants certain types of vehicles access to the state high occupancy vehicle lanes without a passenger. I move to oppose AB 266 unless amended to reduce the length of the program extension.
Is there a second? Moved by committee, seconded by Commissioner Brzezinski. Yes, further discussion.
Just a clarification. What is the gist of our opposition?
Because 10 years is too long. We would like to see a shorter term.
So it's for flexibility?
Well, we're asking the opposed unless amended is to reduce the length of the program extension. I think, you know, we run several toll lanes throughout the Bay Area, and we're a little concerned about the length.
So what would we like?
Well, I don't know, Steve. What do you want? Five?
I believe the committee action specified 3 or 4 years, something like three. I'm looking at Commissioner Dodd, 3 years.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Is there a motion? Is there a second? Second by Commissioner Geary. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. Next, I will move on to SCA 11 Hancock. Some of you may know her. This bill would change the voter approval requirements for special taxes other than property taxes proposed by local government from 2/3 to 55%. I move approval of support for SCA 11.
Second. Seconded by Commissioner Tissier. Is there any? I see no speaker cards. Any further discussion? Commission? All in favor? Aye. Opposed? That motion carries unanimously. Is there any public comment? Therefore, at this moment now we will adjourn, and we will adjourn in memory of Senator Nick Petras and the great contributions he made both to the region and to the people of California. Thank you. Meeting is adjourned until our next meeting, which will be Wednesday, April 24th.
And Madam Chair, if I